Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Okay, so today we are going to talk about something which is so scary for most of us corporate professionals. And you know that stress seems to be in the air. Okay, so yes, I'm talking about stress. Every one of us is a victim, isn't it? And I have always believed that prevention is better than cure. And my today's topic is about creating a simplified work life so as to avoid the advent of this devil rather than fighting with it once it has infected you. So let's never forget, clutter is a synonym to complexity. Simplicity leads to efficiency. Keep things simple yet effective. Okay. In your physical settings, as well as your mental space, clutter is the magnet that pulls the negativity and stress. The more the clutter, the worse the stress levels. So one word you need to tattoo on your mind is simplify. Okay, simplify. Declutter and simplify your physical and mental space. Now, in just a few seconds, I'm going to tell you 13 practices to simplify your work life. A work life takes the most of our waking hours. And if you set it in place, everything else is most expected to fall in place too. And I totally understand that accommodating all 13 of the practices that I'm going to talk about at once can make many of you overwhelmed. So go flexible. Choose the most workable for you to start with and then add more once you get accustomed with what you chose in the first place. Easy peasy, let's talk about it. So let's talk about the first one. Reach your workplace 10 to 15 minutes earlier and set the intent for the day, right? And if you're still working from home, you can show up at your virtual workplace 10 to 15 minutes earlier, okay? So that you get more in control and you feel more in control rather, okay? I have seen people struggle with reaching at the last minute syndrome. They start late, reach late, and usually just get behind. The day begins in the chaotic state of mind and this state rules the major part of the day. So why not reach a bit earlier or show up a bit earlier? Take a breather before work actually takes off. Set the intent for the day and get inspired to accomplish the most in your workday. Make sense? All right. So the next is tidy up. Any kind of clutter leads to complexity. And you know, we are on the way to make things simple. So go tidy up. Clear up your desk. Sort out your papers and digital folders. Declutter your mental space. Whatever negative you have on your mind, slowly release that with every exhale until you start feeling clean and light. All right. You can go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. There I have recently started a playlist where I am giving you some really relaxing music, right? And this is basically to declutter your mind, to relax your mind, body and spirit. So you can subscribe to my channel and come back to that playlist whenever you are feeling a bit cluttered in your mind. Okay. The next one is make a quick list of to be accomplished tasks. Figure out 5 important tasks that you need to do this day. Circle even more important 3 out of this 5 task list. Write in your day planner. Because when you are writing it in your planner, you feel more organized, right? And you are much more likely to do that, to finish your tasks as per the priority that you set in the first place. The fourth one is plan out a smart action strategy. So once your list is good to go with, take a few deep breaths. Notice your surroundings by paying a good amount of attention and just be where you are at the moment, okay? So you already are where you are, right? But the only thing is that your attention is somewhere else because we humans are so caught up by our minds and we are either taking trips in the past or in the future, and we are hardly in the present moment. And this is doing so much harm, not to us, but to the entire planet. How and why? I don't want to talk about it right now because otherwise this topic will go in some other direction. So for now, just think about three ways to accomplish your task on the list simply and more efficiently by focusing your attention on it, right? Eliminate the non-essentials. Sometimes I think that 24 hours are pretty less. There should have been more time. I confess that this is a wrong wishful thought. We still can make more out of these 24 hours given to us each day. First, let your focus not be shaken until you are done with your list of three. Next, move on to the next two on your list of five. This way, you won't have productive hours wasted on non-essential tasks. If you still have time, decide if these non-essential tasks really make sense to you. Because there's no point busy being busy, right? Just doing the busy work, which does not actually produce some significant results. So pay attention to the essentials. So your corporate job frustrates you almost every day. You want to quit, but that does not look like an option. Why? Because you have bills to pay, plus a few other social and mental obligations. This whole corporate career feels like a trap. I know because I have been there for ages, hating every bit of my corporate job. Now, $1 million question is there a way out? Yes, and I have figured that out for you. I'm not here to give you a pep talk. All I want to give you is a rock solid game plan to start your own unique journey of corporate superstardom. So who's a corporate superstar? The one who climbs the corporate ladder super fast, who earns huge money, who gets all the acknowledgement and appreciation of bosses and colleagues, who performs like a star and gets chased by the best employers, and all that while enjoying their job. Is it possible? I know it's hard to believe for most of you logical brains. That's why I'm inviting you to my next free live event where I'm going to share with you the entire game plan. Find the link on the episode page and register for my next live event. I want to see you live, and I also want to see you at the top of your game. Keep the negative influence away. Nearly all workplaces have energy vampires. They come in many forms, but what is common with each form is that they take away your positive life force. They may be bad at almost everything, but one skill they excel at, and that is they suck your precious positive energy. So beware. Okay. Make time for a dose of fresh air. Take enough breathing breaks. Go outdoors at least for a few minutes once or twice to absorb some nature into your being and feel the freshness inside you. Nature is very inspiring, right? Air is something like it can clear your mind. It can clear your mental space. It can give you a really powerful boost to your energy. So spend some time in the fresh air. Now the next is keep your gratitude list open on the desk. This has been my never-changing activity for too long now. My gratitude list is lying open on my desk all day long, and I make sure to write in it just about every 1 to 2 hours. What it splendidly does, it never lets me sink in complaining mode, and I feel enormously fortunate to make it a part of my everyday life. Okay, gratitude is extremely, extremely, and extremely important. So just stay in that gratitude zone. Avoid office politics. Let me tell you that I have always been really scared of this aspect of corporate culture. Unsolicited manipulations are really brain straining and damage healthy competition and growth. It only enlarges the stress levels and, in my opinion, is lose-lose approach for everyone in the long run. In the simplest language, you're not worth it. So stay away from office politics. Number 10 is never be taken for granted. Many people would take all work burden on their shoulders and rest will try to shed off their maximum workload onto the fellow team members. Both mindsets are not workable. Take an apt approach. Say no to what is not your slice of cake. There's no need to feel guilty while refusing to the work that someone else is entitled to. At the same time, you may choose to help in some way for the genuine and called for situations. All right. I'm not asking you to be totally selfish or self-centered. Yes, you can do that, but not at the cost of yourself. All right. Take feedback in a healthy way. In fact, let it challenge you and use the opportunity to grow and change for the better. But first off, learn to differentiate between healthy feedback and nonsense criticism. People are swayed by their temporary emotions and fluctuating moods.
Jealousy and envy are just built in every individual. How they manage it, let them decide. But you be smart enough to identify what to drop and what to process. Now, number 12, don't take work thoughts home. I know plenty of people who leave offices with work still on their mind. Come on, go easy. Be gentle with yourself. You have a life outside your work zone. Release any regrets about what you did not get done today at work. Once you're done with your day, just check out mentally. Appreciate yourself having showed up at work with sincere intentions. You deserve applause, right? Trust me, you deserve it. Now the last one, set up a weekly work routine in advance. This is a great practice to avoid decision-making fatigue. Monday blues are felt everywhere, regardless of whichever geographic location you live in. After a much-awaited weekend, getting back to work seems like climbing a tough mountain. I remember in the early years of my job, I was desperately hoping that the day ended at the blink of the eye. This mindset can be replaced by regaining your focus for the week. Prioritize the weekly tasks. Make a good schedule dwelling upon the desired end results. Think at least three ways you can perform better this week and keep experimenting to kill monotony. I love to keep experimenting with my weekly schedules to kill monotony. At times, I would keep one or two whole days for my batched task. And other times, I set a few 90-minute schedules for various activities like social media scheduling, writing blog posts and other pieces of content, video creation tasks, podcast recording, etc. It works best for me. So make schedules that excite you. Okay, now I have a question for you. How do you make your day simple yet efficient? Do you already have a practice in place? I would love to have your views. Just connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know like your views on this podcast and how do you make your day simple yet efficient. All right. So that's it for this week. I will be back next week again with one wonderful guest on this show. And I'm going to see you next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe.
Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website authorhina.com for career changing tools and resources. Don't forget to check out my latest book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.